Today's shiur is sponsored by Anonymous. Zechus for Refuah Shleima for Chayde Ama Yisrael, for all of Klal Yisrael. To join in sponsorships for these shiurim, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com. We are in the middle of the introduction, in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, in the introduction. We're on page 75, if you have the new gray volumes. We're in Perek Beis of the introduction, Isurei Shab Shvus, Ois Zayin. So it begins, Masim Sh'asrum Mishum Tirchi Yaseirah. There are some things that were prohibited by Chazal, because Chazal saw them as a Tirchi Yaseirah, as a great amount of toil. Oy Mishum Tirchi L'tzayrichoil, or because you're toiling for something that's really for the weekday. So some examples he gives is Agartol sheyesh bei prochem. You have a vase that has in it flowers. Afilu rak lahoisef mayim al ele sheyesh bei aser. One should not even add additional water to such a vase on Shabbos. Aser lefanes oitzer shel tfua. One cannot empty out a warehouse of tfua. And this is a machlokes exactly. It's a sugya in the Gemara of how much a person could take out from his warehouse that has the appearance of eating. But one should not start moving large amounts of things out of his warehouse on Shabbos. Also, lahadiach kelim shlo'etzerach Shabbos. One should not wash dishes which are not necessary for Shabbos. Ani kelim. Also, lahavi yayin letzerach mitzayi Shabbos. One cannot bring wine that's intended for use for mitzayi Shabbos. So, besides hachana, this is an issue of tircha yisera. Siv Ches will talk about instructing a non-Jew ma'asim. There are some things which Chazal asked so that Shabbos doesn't become another weekday, just you have others do it for you, and you sit there having the guy do all your work for you, and you give instructions. Therefore, Chazal said we should not ask a guy to do malacha on Shabbos as an isser of Amir Lanachri. We will see later on in the Sefer more details on the Isser of Amir L'Akum, when it applies, when Chazal made exceptions. But if we were allowed to just have our Goy do all our Malach of Asr Shabbos, we'd be able to run our businesses fully and sit there and just, you know, give out instructions. Chazal did not want that. Muktzah, so he continues in Eis Zayin, Asr L'Tatl Miktzah Dvorim B'Shabbos G'derech Sh'Eis Mechel. There are some things that are set for during the week, and they're not necessary for Shabbos. The Chazal said, don't touch them on Shabbos. So that it not be like a typical weekday. Part of Kedusha Shabbos is that it should be different. We should have a different feel for Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal asked certain things. You'll be busy with all your weekday activities, and you will not rest. And another reason why Chazal asked Kalim, whose main purpose is for Dvarim Asurim, for prohibited actions on Shabbos, lest you are busy with these Kalim, these utensils, for instance a pen, and you write by mistake once it's in your hand. So two reasons why Chazal had Muktzah. Number one, he says, some of it is just simply not to be busy with our weekday stuff on Shabbos. And number two, so we do not get involved with our weekday stuff and by mistake transgress Shabbos. Ois Ches. We can talk about Uvdin Duchoil. Things which are weekday activities. Ma'asim sh'asru mishum sh'yesh behem ma'aseh choil. And it's called Uvdin Duchoil. Some actions and categories that Chazal give us that one should not do on Shabbos because they are weekday activities. So, for instance, also limdoid b'Shabbos, one's not allowed to measure and start being busy with taking measurements on Shabbos, because it's an uvda dechoil. Peiros shenispazu b'chotzer. Let's say fruit got scattered out in your courtyard, right? Even if it's shlei b'makom gidulon, even if it's not where the fruits grew. Lo yosvem l'teichasal. You're not allowed to gather them up into a basket. Because one weekday activity is gathering up fruits after they're cut out in the field. So one should not do so. He's allowed to go outside, pick up one apple to go eat it. Or small amounts, it would be used for the meal. But large quantities, he cannot do. And throughout Hilchos Shabbos, we will see other examples of cases that are uvdin d'chol. Now, there are many kshilos by Peskim today on different, you know, new actions that come out. You know, what's uvdin d'chol and what's permitted, what's, you know, you're allowed to walk on during the week, like you're allowed to walk on, you know, on Shabbos, you can walk. Walk to shul, right? Is that uvdin d'chol? So what makes something uvdin d'chol just because you do it during the week? So that is a big category, which we will discuss later on. But here he's just giving us the Rashi Prakim, you know, the different things, the different titles, we can call them, of the various subjects, or various subjects, which, how Chazal broke up the various Isurei D'Rabbanan. Ois Yud, Komel El Perek Al Seval Shnei Dvarim, Ne'emru B'Shabbos, Shem Medivri Seifim, Kavod Shabbos V'Enik Shabbos. Perek Al Seval, if we spoke about the idea that there's two inyanim of Shabbos. There's Kavod Shabbos, there's honoring Shabbos, and there's Einik Shabbos. We'll call it enjoying Shabbos, that you feel enjoyment on Shabbos. And now he's going to discuss the basic categories of what's called Kavod and what's Einig, what goes into honoring Shabbos and what goes into enjoying Shabbos. So Ois Aleph, on page 76, Ezehu Kavod. He says, Zeh she'amru chacham, this which the chacham taught us, she'mitzvah al adam lirchoitz ponov yodov v'raglov v'chamen be'erev Shabbos. This is what Chazal told us, that on Friday, a person should take a warm, a hot bath, should go to the Beis HaMerchatz in those days went to the bathhouse. Today you take a shower on Erev Shabbos. The luvoish ksus nekiyo, and to dress in clean clothing. V'lo'yia levushay b'Shabbos kelvushay b'chayim. And people should have set aside clothing, that these are Shabbos clothing. The Shabbos suit, the Shabbos shirt, Shabbos shoes, should have clothing which are set for Shabbos. Ezra Sefer Tikkun Shiyu Ha'am Mechabsem B'Yom HaChmishi Nekrei V'LaShabbos. So Ezra Sefer was Mesaken that they would do laundry on Thursday because it covered the Shabbos. Now, not everyone holds today that one has to do the laundry on Thursday. Today we are there's easy washing machines and it's done, and so some hold today it's not mamish that it has to be done on Thursday, but the point was that because if you're going to do your laundry on Friday in those days where it's a whole day's job, you're going to come to Shabbos without cooking properly, without cleaning properly, without being properly prepared. So the Ikar Limud for us to learn from this is that those things that take very long, even if we see them as something that we're doing for a covered for Shabbos, but we have to start preparing for Shabbos even before Friday. And those things that take a while to do, those things that are tircha, those things that are, you know, time-consuming, once you begin those types of things already on Thursday. That was his takana. Also, look, v'yasuda mishta be'erev Shabbos, me'aver l'sudase hergilo shol yerim chayel, me'ekav Shabbos. One should not have a big festive meal, a larger meal than he would usually have during the week for breakfast and lunch. So comes into Shabbos hungry, comes into Shabbos not starving. That's nice to do, but if you make this nice big meal on Friday, then what type of cover to Shabbos to come to Shabbos after having finished off this beautiful meal? Now, when it comes to Sudas Mitzvah, obviously, you know, Sudas Bris or whatever it is, so that is Mutter on Friday morning, of course, but he's just bringing out that point. Mesader Adam Shulchanoi Oid Be'erev Shabbos Afal Pish Eni Tzarech El Kizayis K'del Chabed Is Shabbos. Even a person who's home alone and eating very little should make sure to clean his table, put a tablecloth on, and set the table in a kavodik way, because that's kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is that when your Shabbos comes in, your table is beautifully set with kavod Shabbos. V'tzorech adam l'saken his basin b'idyoyim b'nei kvayda Shabbos. Person should clean up his house on Friday afternoon. Person should make sure to have a candle lit, right? That's why one of the reasons why we light candles Friday night. Shalom bayis, you shouldn't trip. But also it's a cover for Shabbos to have the candles lit. The table should be set. Bed should be made. You know, today, Baruch Hashem, we live in housing where our bedrooms are, you know, upstairs or on the same floor, but out of sight from, you know, we're not, Baruch Hashem, most of us are not sleeping in our living rooms or dining rooms like our mulligan site. So then clearly Chazal was saying, you know, you come into Shabbos, that wasn't made, it would be obvious. But even us, you come to your bed Friday night and it's made and it looks nice, it's more gishmak than if you come to Shlumpy bedroom. So it's not just that the dining room should be neat. The bedroom should be neat, your bed should be made. It all goes into coming into having a geshmaka feeling and a geshmaka kovah Shabbos, of showing Shabbos that you're being mechabed Shabbos. So even if you're in the dormitory and you never make your bed all week, you're in a dira, Eretz Yisrael, a bachem dira, you don't make your bed. Comes Shabbos, you should make your bed. So you come back from wherever your suda is, come back to your dira, and it looks beautiful. It's a covered for Shabbos. Mechabed the Shabbos. Oiz beiz, ezehu oinix. That was covered. What's oinix Shabbos? Zeh shomru chachom shetzarech lesakein tafshel toim b'yoyse. Umashke mevusom the Shabbos. One should have good tasting food, good tasting drinks. Hakol ufim amoinoi. Based on what you could afford. Right? If a person is not mechuyev to go broke for it, we know the very famous thing, the Shabbos kosnish, that the restaurant pays you back. You also have to lay it out. Right, that if a person is just buying officially L'Kavod Shabbos, but really it's L'Kavod himself or to show off to others, he can't afford, but he wants to look fancy and then talk himself into believing that it's L'Kavod Shabbos, can't expect the money back. That's not necessarily L'Kavod Shabbos. A person is supposed to eat three sudas on Shabbos. And as the Rambam says, Shmir Shabbos Kalocha Paskins, Achas Arvis, V'Achas Shachas, V'Achas Mincha. One in the evening, which is always our Leil Friday night Suda, one in the Shachas in the morning, V'Achas Mincha, one in the afternoon. So really the appropriate time to have each Suda is in each a separate Zman. Zman Ma'ariv, Zman Shachas, and Zman Mincha. It's something to know. Very often people have what they call Shabbos lunch well after Chatzais, and it's hard to say that that's Zman Shachas. Now, the person should have three meals, but the Eved, if they're not in separate times, they could be in the same time zone, but the Eved. But L'maisa, L'chadchil, the Rambam says, and the Paskin, and the Shmir Shabbos Kluchos is bringing here, that one should try to have the three Seudois in three different time frames. Achilles Bosu, Shtiyas Yayim, B'Shabbos, Avhein Oinig, Oinig, Heinlo. Right, eating meat, drinking wine, is all part of Oinig Shabbos. Hu Shiyi Ahisa Yodim Asegas. Once again, based on what you can afford. Having candles lit is Oinig Shabbos. Sheino b'Shabbos Oinig. He brings that from the Rishonim that even sleeping on Shabbos is Oinig. That it doesn't mean one should sleep through the entire Shabbos. But having an opportunity to sleep and rest was also part of Oinig Shabbos. For also lesanis, but it's also to fast on Shabbos. We know except for Tainis Chaloyim, and then you have to be Misan al Tanisoy. But generally speaking, one should not fast on Shabbos. It would have to be a very good reason to fast on Shabbos. Like I said, except Yom Kippur, we generally do not fast on Shabbos. Oyisir Aleph, mitzvah l'kvoye medrash v'ludrish bo b'divrei Agada. It's a mitzvah to have kviyas for learning Torah on Shabbos. For Iker Lulmoid Lamed Es Rabbim, says the Iker on Shabbos is to learn Torah and to teach the Rabbim, teach the public, Es Chukei Hashem, Es Torah Yisav, the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah, L'Hoyres Hilchus Shabbos, to learn Hilchus Shabbos and to be able to know what to do on Shabbos, Ha'osir V'Hamutter, that which is prohibited and that which is permitted, V'Gam Lum Sheikhas Lev Hashem, B'Divi HaGoda, Amadrichim Es Odom Lir Shemayim, to speak Divrei HaGoda, to give a Musa Shmuz, right, very many common, many rabbanim do it. After Kriyas HaTorah or at the Musaf, speak Divrei Musar. Ki choy nemar v'yakel Moshe. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, say l'cha kila gedolos v'dorish l'fnei b'rabim. Right, you should zal darshan on that pasuk in Shemesh Lamedei Alf v'yakel Moshe. The Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should gather the rabbim together, and he should be darshan to them. And zaktish mishabes kol chosa. What more opportune time than Shabbos to make sure that it's not just a time for sleeping, it's not just a time for eating, not just for basar v'yayin and sudis, but it's also a time to make sure there's time to learn halacha, hilchus Shabbos, to learn agoda, to learn things that bring more yiras shemayim. And if we use our Shabbos for these things appropriately, we'll be zeichet to the geula, the Shabbos shel Moshiach. Today's shiur is sponsored by Anonymous for Refuah Shleimah for Kol Chayle Am Yisrael. To sponsor podcasts and future shiurim, to make the shiurim available to the public, please email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com.